let's play a song to close out the season.
And yet we find ourselves playing Equinox for some reason.
A song for the solstice would be much more chic.
So cast your mind inward. Find what you seek.
All right. Now follow my lead, Dan. I think I know what to do. Sing along. The solstice. Huh? Cover both bases. The solstice. Right. Because they're singing Equinox. The solstice. I guess we should redo those tracks, too. All right. But the solstice. Instead of Equinox. You know, like John Coltrane wrote the song. I'm not stealing it. There we go right now. All right. Very good. This is a butchery. You're there listening. Solstice. Gotta stop the Equinox singers then.
The solstice singers. Can't call them that. They'll be out of work half the year.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, well, let's work it out later. How do you hit two notes like that? Nobody can do that.
I also hit that really high note. Did you hear?
Of an album. Musical excursion of sincerity.
Right now you just sort of talking out loud like you do.
Reusing the track, so I wonder if that's the death knell of creativity,
you
huh?
To yourself. Why don't we have a conversation?
Let's take it out now. No, we're going around again.
We're going around again. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. What?
Oh, I thought you were not listening.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm just ignoring. It's different.
All right, you're ignoring. Okay, that's good. Because you can't say ignorant without ignore, huh?
Oh, that's
right.
Quippy.
That's pretty clever.
That's pretty good. All right, we'll leave it there. The solstice. Everybody, here we go. The solstice. It's over now. All right, we got a total utility song. Any person. One more time. Here we go. Diddle, diddle, done. John Coltrane is not with us now. He's busy spinning in his grave. All right. Very good.